Regarding the martyrdom of Anas, son of Nadr, at the Battle of Uhud, the Hadith tells us, my uncle Anas, the son of Nadr, was not present at the Battle of Badr. He said to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, O Messenger of Allah, I was absent during your first battle with the unbelievers. If Allah brings me fit to face the unbelievers in another battle, Allah will bracket enable me to bracket demonstrate my performance. On the day of the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims were exposed, he said, Allah, I plead with you concerning that which the Muslims have done, and disassociate myself from that which the unbelievers have perpetrated. Then he went forward and met Sa'd, the son of Mu'ah, and said to him, Paradise, by the Lord of Kaaba, I perceive the fragrance of paradise beyond Uhud. Later, Sa'ad said, O Messenger of Allah, I have no power to describe what he did. Anas, bracket the nephew, bracket related, the wounds inflicted upon his body by swords, spears, and arrows were more than 80. Then he was martyred, and the unbelievers cut off his nose and his ears. No one could identify him except his sister, who recognized him by his fingertips. We thought that this verse was applicable to him and those like him. Among the believers, there are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. Some have fulfilled their vow dying, while others await and yielding to change. Chapter 32, verse 23.